We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com. Here I go, playing star again.
There I go. We turn the page on a lot of things here. We turn over a topic or two with Mr. Julius Page, who, as you know, was a star basketball player at Pitt. Very, very nice man. I think we can all agree. And I just realized, too, as I was texting you earlier about this Dr. J dunk, that I think the greatest dunk of all time in the NBA was by a man named Julius. One of the great dunks in college basketball history was by a man named Julius. That's you, which brings the question that I've never asked you. Were you named after Dr. J?
I was. My mom and my dad actually was a fan. My dad played against him back in his high school days or whatever, playing AAU in that circuit and stuff like that. So that's his claim to fame. And my mom says something along the lines of when she was in delivery, it was a basketball game on or something like that. And, you know, so I don't know. Between the two of their stories, they have to figure that out. I've owned a name for 38 years now, so, you know, it doesn't matter to me anymore.
Well, somebody tweeted out today, Julius, the Dr. J dunk against the Lakers in the finals, and it just struck me as somebody who's been watching basketball, probably too much of it for like almost five decades. I think it's the greatest dunk of all time, and I'll tell you why. It was full speed, makes an adjustment, cuffs it, windmill, on one of the greatest defensive players of all time in Michael Cooper, and it was the NBA Finals. It was so beautifully artistic. There was nothing like where the ball, you know, scraped the rim or anything like that. It was the ultimate perfect dunk during a giant stakes game against a great player, and he cuffed it and did a windmill at full speed. I think it's the greatest dunk of all time. What do you think?
I don't know if it's the greatest of all time. I definitely love the dunk. A one-hand windmill on top of that, too, because he did wrap that thing around. But Julius had these huge hands, so that's not really that impressive, because he could hold the ball like it's a great. I would have to say, like, for me, but I'm not mad at that. For me, I think Jordan dunking on Patrick Ewing is the best dunk, only because Jordan drove baseline. They played great D on Jordan, and he kind of, you know, act like he was going to go the other way only to go back baseline and meet him at the rim and dunk on him. And I just think how it looked and how he had to, like, shimmy his way through that baseline is what makes that dunk great. And Tom Chambers, something about Chambers' two-hand dunk and how he cocked it back behind his head. When I was growing up, that was just something that was untouchable.
Somebody else tweeted out Vince Carter in the Olympics literally jumping over some poor dude, I think from Russia or somewhere, just jumped over the guy's head and dunked.
That's impressive, but the guy didn't jump. And I feel like when a guy don't jump, he's just, you know, he's a prop. So that's the only reason why. Yes, he's 7 feet, but we're talking about Vince Carter here. Clearing a seven-footer is something that I expect Vince, of a guy who's not jumping, I expect Vince Carter to be able to do that.
Now, we all assume, Julius, and I wrote a story about this about, I don't know, whatever the anniversary of your great dunk against Georgetown was. I just assume that you think that was the greatest dunk of your career, college, high school, or playground. Did you ever have a better one? For all I know, you think you might have.
Oh, I have plenty. I have plenty of disrespectful dunks on people. In college, that might be the most disrespectful, but in high school, I did that all the time to people. It's just that it rarely happened on a seven-footer. And that might have been... I mean, guys are up there. All those guys 6'10 and above are all the same to me. So they're all seven-footers to a guy like me. But, yeah, the Boumjay definitely takes the cake because he's 7 feet tall and a shot blocker.
Julius, I love your modesty to say you've had a zillion of those babies. You're not modest. Humility doesn't get in the road here, does it?
No. You know, the world is made up of a lot of different people. We have the humble, modest people, and, you know, I have a little bit of that, but, you know, I'm not shy away from telling it like how I feel it, right?
There you go.
I got another question for you today. This was going to be part of my either-or. I was going to ask T.J. McConnell or T.J. Ford, and then I got to thinking.
Oh!
That's a good one, isn't it?
It is, because T.J. Ford is my guy. Go ahead, though.
It got me to thinking about T.J. McConnell and guys like Brandon Knight. Like, what is it that separated a guy like T.J. McConnell and allowed him in the NBA's eyes, okay, this guy, and he's a very useful player in the NBA. Why does he make it and a guy like Brandon didn't? What separated them, do you think, in NBA eyes?
Do you want me to tell you the truth or do you want me to give you, like, a politically correct answer?
Whatever's on your mind.
He's white. That's it. I think they're pretty much the same guy. They both come from basketball families, very high IQs, with the exception that I would say, okay, this is the only difference and this is not me really, this is no not to Brandon, this is me more knowing and being around Tim McConnell, his dad, and knowing how he's a gym rat and likes to get in and put that work in. I think when it came to being in maybe tip-top shape or just a gym rat in that regard, I'm not saying Brandon isn't. I'm just saying obsessively gym rat. I think that might be the one thing I would say he has an edge. But we tend to look at the black player like he has to have certain attributes, like athletic. He has to wow you with the eyeball. And neither one of these players do. And I think when putting them on paper, it's a knock to Brandon for not having those athletic attributes, but not so much for T.J. McConnell.
Who's the quicker player of those two, in your opinion, Julius?
I think they're about the same. I really think they're identical players. I didn't really get to see. Well, let's be clear about something, too. T.J. played with better athletes. Or he played with Aaron Gordon. Okay, so Brandon didn't get to play with that guy, number one. So in regards to and you have to take into consideration style of play. I didn't get to see Brandon play in high school, but I know T.J. played a faster pace and was pretty much like go, 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 go. So I know he could play a half-court set and play up-tempo. But I think IQ and how they approach the game and making the right plays and stuff, I don't see a big difference between the two guys.
So then to finish that one, you believe that if Brandon, let's see, TJ's 5 years into his career, averages about 21 minutes a game. So do you believe if Brandon had been given that opportunity, of course, Brandon Knight we're talking about here, that he would be shooting right around 50% from the field, right about 5 assists and about 6 points? Those numbers would be comparable, you believe?
I believe Brandon could have done anything he wanted to do in the NBA had he was healthy. Brandon ended his college career injured, and even the shot he got in the NBA, he was not healthy. Had he been healthy, there's no doubt in my mind that Brandon could not have been a starting point guard or at least a solid point guard for years in the NBA because he understands the game and can play. And this is why I'm not shocked even back then when TJ was at Duquesne and players were saying, could he make it? I was like, he can play. He understands the game. Is, you know, if the right guy come around and evaluate him without the he goes to Duquesne or the biases that we put on players that time, they would see that he understands and can play the game.
Ron, anything to add to that, or should we move ahead to nudist colonies?
Yeah, I might join the conversation with nudist colonies. That's kind of more up my alley.
How's your dog today, Julius? He ate all your meat for the barbecue the other day. He paid for it yesterday. Is he back to normal today?
He's back. He's back to his normal self now.
I'm glad to hear that. Any thoughts or feelings further on the nudist colony out in Beaver County? Apparently one exists that you and I and Ron, do we have to make a field trip out here? Could we do a show from there, Ron? You think they'd have us for a day?
I didn't think so, but I have a funny feeling Julius might not want to take part in that.
None. Zero. Zero.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be the case.
All right, Julius. Let's finish with an either or, shall we?
Let's do it.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Travis Mays or Travis Diener?
I can't go Travis Diener at all. It's just not in me to do so. I'm sorry, Diener.
TJ McConnell or TJ Ford?
I'm going to go TJ McConnell, even though TJ is a guy who was in a class behind me, and we go back to AAU. I really admire TJ for getting in there and staying in there and being a professional, all that. Kudos to him.
Hold on a second here. I'm checking something. Ron, you might have to entertain the masses. Things have shut down all around me here. Ron, jump in and save me. I'm having a technological
I don't have an either or for Julius. I keep
you. I would rather have a conversation with Ron and do an either or anyway. So, Ron, you could throw anything out and it's going to be more entertaining.
Well, he mentions these NBA players that I don't even know who he's talking about. So.
Hold on a second here. I thought you liked the either or. We've talked about this.
No, I would rather still have a conversation with Ron, though. It's not that I don't like the either or. I love it. But if you asked me to spend a minute just talking anything with Ron, I would do that because I feel like Ron is liable to say anything back at, like, me and him back and forth, especially if it's about basketball. I love that he could care less about basketball. I love it.
Well, it's not that I could care less. I love college basketball. I just don't like the NBA. That's all. There's a difference for me.
You've been in sports all this long, Ron, and how is it that just the NBA is just not your thing?
Because I have a hard enough time spending my time keeping up with what I have to keep up with. And the NBA is just too much for me to follow. I love the college game. I just don't like the NBA game. You know, cost me a pretty good job, perhaps, at ESPN. I'll tell you that story someday.
Oh, I got to hear that. Yes.
Tell him the story now, Ron. For God's sakes, you've thrown it out there. Everybody's waiting.
I've told this story before. On Outside the Lines. The producer liked me. His name was Jason Romano. He left ESPN. He's writing books. He does a lot of religious podcasts. But he likes me. So out of the blue, I get a call one day from another producer at ESPN and said, hey, listen, we're going to try to start this debate show with Stephen A. Smith, and we would like you to be a part of it. And I said, okay. I mean, we talked a little bit, and I said, what is the pay going to be? And he goes, oh, you want paid? And I, well, of course, but that wasn't the deal breaker. And then I said, I only have one problem. I know you guys are big with the NBA. We don't have an NBA team here, and I don't really follow it closely. And he goes, okay, we'll get back to you. Never heard from him again. Maybe if I'd have said something about hadn't said the NBA, maybe I'd have been right there with Stephen A. instead of doing either ors with Joe Starkey. That is an honest to God true story. This was when Stephen A. was just ascending. He wasn't nearly as big as he is now. So I'd never heard back from them. I don't really regret it in some ways. In other ways, I do, because who knows what would happen. But I'm also a big believer that life, you know, things happen that are supposed to happen.
Absolutely. I love that story. I think that teaches me to just not overlook something. At least, you know, look into it a little bit, because you never know the opportunity that's in front of you. That's a great story, though, Ron. Seriously, like you.
And then I not only don't get that job, I end up with Starkey. It's like a double whammy, you know. It's like a double whammy.
That hurts, huh?
Joe, there's nobody else I'd rather work with.
Yeah.
I'm sure he says that to everybody that he works with.
Julius, I feel like we should probably go back to this T.J. McConnell thing and maybe clarify or just get you to expound or finish up on this. I asked you specifically about what the NBA might see in T.J. compared to Brandon Knight. I didn't take that as you were suggesting that T.J. McConnell only made the NBA because he's white.
No, I'm not saying only because he was white he made it. I'm stating just a true fact. You have two players who are literally identical, and sometimes, almost like with doing business, it would be easier for me to get the loan than it would be you, because there's certain things in place for me to get to do, to make the playing field a little easier for me. When it comes to basketball, we kind of do the same exact things. You know, we'll penalize African-American players because we have a image of what they're supposed to be like. When they don't fit that, then it's a problem. Brandon, when you look at him, is more his attributes, is more what he has in his head. It's not like a Russell Westbrook. He doesn't wow you. He's not like the big shot maker like a Dame Lillard. He's more of a floor general. It's the other things that he does well. And I think we're just not that used and don't big him up for being that guy. Where John Stockton can make a career off of doing it and be in the Hall of Fame for basically being just fundamentally sound. That's the only difference I'm saying.
Appreciate the time, man.
No problem.
And we'll talk tomorrow.
My man.
Julius Page.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.